SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting new gun buyer background checks will soon go into effect. White House correspondent Greg Clugston explains.
The Biden administration has announced that thousands more firearms dealers across the U.S. will have to run background checks on buyers at gun shows or other non-store locations. The rule aims to close a loophole that has allowed guns to be sold by unlicensed dealers who don't perform background checks to ensure the potential buyer is not legally prohibited from having a firearm. Gun control advocates are cheering the move, while gun rights activists are expected to challenge the rule in court. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The wife of Julian Assange says her husband's legal case could be moving in the right direction after President Biden confirmed the U.S. may drop charges against the imprisoned WikiLeaks founder. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The development comes as supporters in several cities rallied to demand the release of Assange on the fifth anniversary of his incarceration in London's high-security Belmarsh jail. Biden said his administration is considering a request from Australia to drop the decade-long U.S. push to prosecute Assange, who's Australian, for publishing a trove of classified American documents. Officials have not provided more details, but Stella Assange says the comments are a good sign. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The former longtime interpreter for Los Angeles Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani has been charged with federal bank fraud for crimes involving gambling debts and theft of millions of dollars from the sensational baseball star. Federal authorities announced the development Thursday at a press conference in Los Angeles. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 2 points. The Nasdaq, however, rose 271, with the S&P 500 index advancing 38. This is SRN News. An abortion amendment fails in Maine.
The measure failed to get enough votes in the state legislature and will not appear on the November ballot. It would have enshrined abortion in the Maine Constitution, making the procedure legal up to the moment of birth. Republican lawmakers supplied the votes to derail the amendment. Several other states will put the question of abortion to a vote of the people on Election Day this fall. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A senior doctor in England says children who question their gender identity should not receive puberty-blocking drugs or be allowed to undergo sex change operations. Hillary Cass, who was appointed to lead a review of so-called gender services in the United Kingdom, says there's no evidence that drugs and surgery improve young people's physical or mental well-being. On April 1st, doctors in England's public health system stopped prescribing puberty-blocking hormones to children and young people with gender dysphoria. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Jumps for big tech stocks help U.S. stock indexes claw back much of their slide from the day before when worries that interest rates may stay high for a while rocked Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 0.7%. The NASDAQ composite jumped 1.7% to set a record. The Dow edged down by less than 0.1%. Apple was the strongest single force pushing the market upward. And Amazon climbed to set a new record, topping its prior high set in 2021. The Dow was down 2 points to 38,459. The NASDAQ gained 271. To 16,442. The S&P 500 up 38 points to 51.99. New York oil fell $1.19 to $85.02 per barrel. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.